Welcome back to the program. Joining us now is Paul Wills, a partner from Plant Moran Real Point, another really important sponsor of my show, School Talks. Paul and I had the opportunity at our sponsor breakfast this morning to talk a bit about the kinds of work they're doing in and around the city. It's quite frankly staggering, but I do want to take a minute and mention our breakfast this morning was right here at the Fisher Building, where I had an opportunity to thank all of my sponsors for their continued support of School Talks. We continue to do good work, and the breakfast this morning was sponsored by the John Burke Agency Insurance, who assists educators in applying for grants and prizes for classrooms, all kinds of things. So if you need any kind of insurance, give the John Burke Agency a call, and they can certainly help you out. And I actually think they also can sell Progressive and like AAA insurance and that. So John Burke Agency, a big support of our breakfast here this morning here high atop the Fisher Building. So we're back to you, Paul. Welcome to the program.
Dr. Livernois, always a pleasure to be here with you.
So I've worked and known Plant Moran Real Point for a very long time. And I think given, as I said earlier in the program, all the work that's surrounding us here in the Fisher Building, it's a really neat opportunity for us to know the kind of work that Plant Moran Real Point does. And let me start with this. What would you consider is the core mission of your firm and how it helps you approach all of these projects that you're involved with in Michigan?
That's a great question. So obviously Plant Moran, we just celebrated our 100-year anniversary in from 1924. So in 2024, really what we want to become is really our client's trusted advisor. And so if it's real estate, if it's capital programs, we want to be able to provide an end-to-end comprehensive service to them to allow them to focus on their core jobs. So if it's in the public sector, if it's in healthcare, corporate, or development mixed use, again, we just really come an extension of their staff, really allowing them to focus on their core missions. So.
And as the term owner's rep goes, you actually represent the owner. And in my case as a superintendent, you were the representative for the Board of Education, and you're responsible for leading the entire project. Help our listeners understand, what are some of the groups or firms that you manage as an owner's rep? Just give us a sense of that.
Absolutely. So great example. From come off your sponsors today. I work with a lot with Wakely Associates as the architectural firms, engineering firms. I do a lot of work with our clients. Same thing with Clark Construction. So as an owner's agent or owner's representative, you know, we become that extension of their staff for facilities and finance. So typically any construction project, about 70% is going to be construction related. And the other 30% is more of those owner costs. So technology, furniture, move management, really tracking the budgets. So that's how we ultimately become that trusted advisor overseeing the entire program. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for our listeners here on Focus, a school district has so much to deal with away from the technicalities of what you just mentioned. It makes such good sense to have someone represent you. You know, our business is educating kids and getting them to and from school. It certainly isn't what type of HVAC system to install, whatever it is. So the role of an owner's rep, which your company has done extraordinarily well for a long time, is really important. And following that thought, can you give us a big picture view right now? I understand you're working with Detroit Public Schools Community District, and how your work right now ties into their facilities improvement plan.
Great question. Actually, I've been honored, and our firm's been honored to work with Detroit Public Schools really since 2009 on their first $500 million bond program. And on that success, came through with the additional $700 million to really create new educational spaces for students across the board. I'm looking at preservation of some of the historical buildings, but more importantly, just becoming that extension, because as you can imagine with a $700 million program, we have a multitude of architects, a multitude of construction managers, and our job is really to make sure that our clients are making informed decisions. And so in this case, they don't get any more money. So it's a $700 million program, and they're reinvesting into new facilities as well as renovating it. And it's really just to keep them on task, on schedule, and most importantly, keep them informed.
You bring me to a thought. When I was superintendent, one of the biggest pressures is to make sure that all the work that gets done in the summer is done so school can open in the fall. Many people don't connect the fact that it's tough to do renovation work in a school when school is in session, right? You can only do certain things after hours, like pull some cable or whatnot, but the heavy lift of renovating a school happens quite often in, what, 10, 11 weeks?
Correct.
And when I think I can remember this well, early August was always an interesting time for me to start raising the question of, are we going to be able to open on time? And I can't tell you how many times Plant Moran Real Point made me look good as a superintendent, because we always opened on time at or under budget. And it's remarkable when you think about all the moving parts that you just sort of detailed. Let me move away from schools for a minute. I understand you're working at Huntington Place. You're overseeing a pretty big program there. And a perfect example, how are you balancing the need to sort of keep the center, convention center, open while you're doing the modernization work? Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting project, as you know, with the Huntington Place, which is part of the Cobo Hall renovations, if you will. obviously, we always have a saying that says, you know, plan the work and then work the plan. And so having multiple owners in this case with multiple authorities, the mayor's office, et cetera, really working with the contractors and the designers. So a great example is the Second Street Bridge extension. You know, we had to work with MDOT. We had to work with the federal because we're putting a bridge over the Northwestern Lodge Freeway extension. Right, right. So how do you keep a freeway open? So again, a lot of that just takes a lot of that planning, a lot of due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
Also making sure that you're looking at alternatives for different deliveries to make sure that the owner's making informed decisions, mm-hmm. but more importantly, that they're on schedule and on budget and trying to minimize those impacts. So we've been very successful working.
It's funny you mentioned Second Street, because the Second Street dead ends right here at the Boulevard, and we can look out this window right now down the street and see the bridge
see
that
the
you're talking about.
Right, exactly.
It's a remarkable. Let me ask you, on the other side of the Fisher Building, you're working with Henry Ford Hospital. Tell us about that. That's a really big, I guess the term would be campus transformation. Is that the term?
That is correct.
Tell us about that, because that's one of those things I continue to mention you can see. Tell us about that. What's going on there?
Yeah, so with the Henry Ford, Future of Health, obviously is the $3.3 billion campus transformation. It's multiple towers, multiple facilities. It's a lot of utility work, which has been great. And so at the end of the day, you know, we're really acting as that development coordinator. And at the end of the day, it's one of those things that we've taken a look of looking at the feasibility, yeah. the planning and stuff, just make sure it stays on budget. It's great to see the progress, too.
Yeah. Plant Moran Real Point, Paul Wills, thanks for joining us on Focus. And stay right there. We'll be back right after this.